As the first and only International Mountain Bike Association Gold Level Ride Center in the world, Park City provides the model for great trails. And one of those who was instrumental in all aspects of bringing those gold level trails to Park City is former longtime Mountain Trails Foundation president and board member Troy Duffin. Duffin, a former land use attorney, has now embarked on a new trails venture, Trails Utah.
I've always had this in the back of my mind that Utah is an amazing trails resource from top to bottom, you know, from Moab to Logan and Vernal to Tooele and everywhere in between. And a lot of towns really want to come up to the Park City level, but don't quite know how to do that. And a lot of areas just don't know how to promote the trail systems they already have. And so that's why we created Trails Utah, to help with both of those aspects.
The new nonprofit will go around the state helping communities create trail systems and all that goes along with it. Duffin is stepping away from his trail building business, Alpine Trails, that he's run for the last two decades.
I'd been building trails all along, had my company very active in that regard. We actually built most of the trails around the Park City area through my private building company. Kind of transitioning out of that business, Ben Blitch, who I think you've met, is came in about 3 years ago, and he's really taking the lead for the field and everything else with regard to that, which frees me up to focus on Trails Utah.
Duffin has taken the last 2 years to establish and file the paperwork to become a 501c3 nonprofit group. He says Trails Utah will follow the model created in Park City by Mountain Trails Foundation.
We see ourselves as Mountain Trails Foundation, meaning advocacy on a statewide level, and Ski Utah for Trails, all in one, basically advocacy and promotion. We can offer everything from basic advocacy support all the way through project management, maintenance plans, basically taking the expertise we've had for the last few decades here and elsewhere and tacking on that to help other communities.
He says they won't do trails building, but will help communities do everything else having to do with trails. Joining Duffin are two others with vast experience with land use permitting, trails building, and knowledge of the potential for trails in Utah. One of those is Sarah Bennett.
She's in the Immigration Canyon area. In fact, she was the driving force behind what's now an Immigration Canyon Trails plan in place, and they are shovel-ready down there, and that's been a long, difficult process for her. Her background goes a lot deeper. She wrote a lot of trail guides for Falcon Guides going back through the years and has been an advocate on many levels in the Salt Lake Valley.
Also, Park City resident Senta Beyer, formerly of Snyderville Basin Recreation, has joined Trails Utah.
She goes deep in Summit County Planning Department, and then the Snyderville Basin Rec District is their trails project manager. So we have a lot of that agency experience as well.
They'll seek funding for Trails Utah in the usual ways, with grants, events, and memberships. Duffin says they will not be in competition with Mountain Trails Foundation.
They are actually a guide and a mentor for us, and we will actually stay out of the areas that are successful that don't really need our help, Park City being one of those.
He says Park City's trail system is the shining example in the state, and communities look to it when starting their own trail systems.
There are a number of communities along the Wasatch Front that are getting going really well. Ogden for one, Draper for another. But what's kind of interesting is now there are other communities looking at those communities and saying we want to be more like them.
That's Troy Duffin of Trails Utah. You can go online to trailsutah.org for more information about this new nonprofit group. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.